Hello there, tis I, Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech, in this, the final episode of Section 1 for the Learning How to Code in Python tutorial. After this episode is complete, you will have all of the knowledge you will ever need to code anything you like in Python. We're going to cover three topics in this final episode. The first, errors. The second, modules. The third, files. So let's get started. I'm only going to teach you very briefly on errors, because the more error catching I teach you, the more easy it is to become sloppy. So I'm going to teach you a simple try and except. And what this does is, basically, you say to Python, try some code, except, do something else. So, for example, you might say, try opening a file. If it doesn't work, show an error message to the user. For this simple example though, we are going to write in our Python window, which hopefully you have loaded up, x equals 1, try, which is try colon, space, x equals x, plus quote, Bob quote, which we know won't work, a new line, except, with no indentation, and a colon, space, print, uh-oh, it didn't work. So what does this do? This literally says, try, and then x equals x plus quote, hello quote, which we know doesn't work, except anything that happens. So if an error occurs, just accept it, it happened, whatever. Stop execution of that code, and instead print, uh-oh, it didn't work. That's it. That's all I'm teaching you about errors. There is a wonderful help section in it in the Python help documentation, which you can read for more extravagant uses of the except, like accepting specific errors and things like that. But that's all I'm teaching you. Sorry, I'm a bit harsh in that regard. Let's move on to modules. So, first of all, the thing I want to get through to you about Python, which is the most fundamental thing about Python, is Python is an object-orientated programming language. What does this mean? This means everything in Python is an object. What is an object, though? That's kind of difficult for us as humans to consider. Think of common household things around you, like yourself. What are you? Well, if you were an object, you would be an object which would have bits of information in it. For example, object. Legs equals 2, head equals 1, arms equals 2, fingers equals 10, hopefully, and so on and so forth. Python is made up of these functions, or of these objects. Objects can contain literally anything. You can have functions on an object. You can have variables stored on an object. When you store a variable on an object, it is called a property. For example, if you were an object, so if I was an object, I would be an object called Nathan. I would have property of legs, arms, head, fingers, toes, nose, etc. You can make your own objects, which we're not going to discuss in this tutorial too much because that can get really complicated. But just trust in the fact you can indeed make them. And objects are what make up Python. As you saw from the last tutorial episode, when we get a traceback, when we tried to concatenate a string and a float, it said string object and float object. That's because, yep, even strings are objects. So, how does this all tie in together then? Well, first of all, you can store objects in separate files for easy editing or distribution. And that's what a lot of Python, I suppose, developers did back in the beginning of things. Python comes with a lot of modules or objects. And one that we are going to explore now, for example, is the time object. So the way you do this, first of all, import time. This makes all of the properties and values and functions that are in the time function of, or the time module available to your code. So, what can this do? Well, first of all, let's do time.ctime, left parent, right parent. So that's time, full stop, the letter C, the word time, or one word, left parent, right parent, hit enter. Now, as you can see, that's returned the date and the time. Pretty useful as a string, that is. But what have we done here? Well, we have called a function called ctime that is a part of the module time. Time.ctime, left parent, right parent. Pretty useful. It is, honestly, it really is. Another one, time.time, returns a floating or a floating point number or a decimal number, which signifies the number of seconds that have passed since a set time. This is also known as Unix time. Very useful in later programming, which we will come to use later on actually in the game processing section. So why am I telling you about this? Well, basically because you will use this a lot in Python. You can install new modules with the pip command, which you use not within Python, instead on the command line. Hopefully, when you installed Python, it installed the environment variable of pip. If it didn't, you will want to Google how to set that up. It's pretty simple. To install new modules, you simply type pip install and then the module name. To uninstall them, pip uninstall and the module name. There are many reasons you may want to do this, depending on what project you are making. For example, I use Clipboard to copy things to the user's clipboard. So let's just do a quick example of that. So to install it, type pip install clipboard. Once you've done that, open up a new Python window and type import clipboard. So what can we do with the clipboard command? Well, let's do the dir and then clipboard. Ah, you remember that command, the dir built-in function. What does this return to us? Well, it's returned built-in's doc file name package. We're going to ignore that for now. The very important two things it has returned here is copy and paste. Sound familiar? It should do. Let's do clipboard.copy, left parent, quote, hello, comma, how are you? We'll execute that. And if you have a way to view your clipboard like I do, we can now see on the clipboard it has hello, how are you? We could paste that into another window if we wanted to, or whatever we see fit. That is an example of a simple module. Pretty simple, pretty easy, bish, bash, bosh, sorted. Now, this leads us on to our final part of this tutorial, which is files. How do we manipulate files? Files are themselves objects. Surprise! They have quite a few things you can do with them, but the basic things are obviously writing and reading. First, let us open a file. This is why it's best to do your development in a file, not to be confusing, but it's just it helps control what directory your files come out of and whatnot. But if you're not worried about it like that, then let's just bomb straight ahead. So first of all, how do we open a file? Well, first of all, there is an open function, built-in function, open, which takes two arguments, a file's path and the open mode. Let's talk about these now. So the file path is pretty obvious. It can either just be the file name, which might be data.txt, score.txt, bob.txt, whatever you want, or it can be something direct like c:\users/bob/document/bob.txt. That's called a direct path. Unless your direct path is sourced from within the program, they are not recommended. So, for example, if you have used a function or another object, such as the OS module, to find out a direct path, then don't use them, because chances are a direct path on your system is not the direct path on someone else's system, and your program will break. So what about open mode? So the open mode can be three things, really. It can be write, read, or append. And then similarly, write and read take a second additional argument. I feel like I'm not very explaining this very well. So, you can open a file either in read-only mode, in write-only mode, or in appending. You do this with a W, an R, or an A. If you're writing in plain text, you will only need this. However, if you're writing anything else, you will want to open the file in binary mode. So if you're writing music files, objects, or whatever to file that isn't plain text, you will need to open it in binary mode. You do this by instead of R, you use RB, instead of W, you use WB. So let's look at this now then. We have F, we will use the function F for this. So F equals open, left parenthesis, test.txt, W. And what does this mean? Well, we are calling a function called open, and we are passing it the arguments of test.txt and W. Remember, test.txt is the path of our file, so we are opening a file called test.txt, and W is the open mode. In this case, W means write. Now, why have we assigned this to the variable f? This is because the open function will return the file object, and we need to store that so we can use it. So I've used the variable f. Now, we might want to write something to that, so we will write f.write, and then what we want to write. That can be a variable, f.write left parenthesis x, right parenthesis, or f.write left paren, quote, hello, comma, how are you doing, question mark, quote, right parenthesis. Once we're done with the file, it's very important to write f.close left parenthesis right parenthesis to close the file. We can read from files with f equals open left parenthesis text.txt and then r, and then simply f.read left parenthesis right parenthesis and f.close. Now remember, f.read will return the contents of the file. So you will want to assign that to something. For example, g equals f.read, and then print g will display what the file contains. Remember to close that file, f.close. There are many other things that you can do with files, like seeking and getting its size and reading line by line and so much more. That is a little bit beyond the scope of this tutorial, but remember, using the dir command, you can see everything you can do with that file object, and obviously using Google, you can find out a lot more. And that's it. Congratulations. You are now a Python developer. I can teach you nothing more. We are going to apply these examples that I have given you in these tutorials into creating a very basic audio game. But ultimately, you no longer need my help. I have given you all of the knowledge that you will ever need to code in Python. Congratulations, and I hope you have found these tutorials as useful as I would have if I had had them when learning. To that end, I am very much looking forward to seeing new products released by developers who may have found these tutorials somewhat helpful, and I look forward to feedback from you as the listener. I will now conclude these tutorials, and thank you very much for listening. This has been Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech.